Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk show host, Randy Fine. And today is Free Advice Friday on Thursday. I'm going away over the weekend, and I won't be able to do the show tomorrow, so I'm doing it today. I want to make sure I get this show in once a month at least. So all of you out there who are needing advice and information can have access to it. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, the number is 424-220-1801. That's 424-220-1801. So today I want to talk about what it means to heal from narcissistic abuse. I've said it many times that this is pretty hard to do on your own because the way that you're thinking is not really a healthy way. It's a toxic way. It's been put in there by someone who has a nefarious agenda. And just like the programming you have from childhood, just like the things and the messages that you play over and over in your head that were put in there for years and years by parents and other people who influenced you. And it's really hard to get those thoughts out of your head because they go round and round in this constant dialogue. So the same thing is really true, in a sense, with narcissistic abuse, because it is programming and it has been put into you, whether the abuse happened in childhood or whether it happened in adulthood. The way that you are thinking feels normal, but there are aspects of that conversation you're having with yourself that are not actually healthy for you. And it's very difficult to disseminate which is which is healthy, which is not. So what you do is you really have to look at your behavior, your motivation, your level of happiness, your level of peace, and really see where you're at as far as that goes. And when you evaluate that, if you see that there are things that you are doing or ways that you are living your life that are not, you're not comfortable with, or you look back and you think, well, that's not the way I used to be. You may have come to terms with what happened to you. You may have been resolved about what happened to you. Chances are you've read everything imaginable about narcissistic abuse, and you're very well versed in the information. You may have even read my book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, and you have all the information you could possibly need. So what is information good for? Information is good for your awareness. It's good for you to recognize exactly what you've experienced. It's good to identify that it is narcissistic abuse or it's not narcissistic abuse. And once you learn who the narcissist is and you decide that that's a toxic relationship that you either don't want to have or you want to have on a limited basis, you may feel like, okay, I'm all right now. I know what it is. I know what happened. I know what it is. That's where the problem comes in. Because knowing what it is, knowing it intellectually, is not healing it emotionally. They're two very different things. So you may be really trying hard to fix the feelings and the behaviors that you're having, and nothing is changing. And you're saying to yourself, well, you know, I know what it was about. I got it. I understand this whole thing. So why am I having a hard time leaving the house? Why am I depressed? Why am I getting triggered by things that don't seem to have anything to do with anything? Why am I not sleeping well? Why do I have intrusive thoughts? And you may not connect it to the abuse, because you cannot possibly be in touch with what has been done to your brain, what has been done to your thinking, how you have been changed. And so you may feel like you're very aware, but there's a part of you that is very, that has unfinished business. And until you finish this, you may go for years. You can go for 5, 10, 15 maybe years, maybe even 20 years, and be okay and function in a way that is acceptable to you. But it will come up again, and you will have a crisis because you have to heal this entirely. I know I say this all the time, but I say it because I care and I understand what this is about. I have people who call me and say, all right, I got this, you know, but I just want to fix this one thing. Well, it's not about fixing one thing. It's about fixing. It's about changing you back to who you want to be, who you have every right to be, who you were before you were abused and manipulated and brainwashed. And so the work that I do with my clients is work that heals them. But, you know, I really shouldn't say the word work, because what I do is really a very gentle approach. You won't even realize you're doing the work the way that I direct you and give you insight, you won't even feel like you're doing work. And then you'll begin to see the changes. Because I have a method, I have a way that I do this. That's very easy. And the reason I do it this way is because you have done enough work. I know what that's like. You may have spent years and years trying this, doing that, going to this therapist, you know, having them create projects for you or little tests for you or things like that. And you may have gotten nowhere. And that's because talk therapy works on the intellectual brain. So, but this kind of abuse is not a rational thought, and you are trying to think rationally. You may understand it intellectually, but emotionally you don't. And that's deeper. That's a deeper level. So I go with you on this slow, gradual journey to get rid of what's going on in there. We change the way you think. And it's so easy to do. If you've been from one therapist to another and you are really discouraged, I understand why. If you don't go to somebody who knows how to heal this, you will not heal, and in fact, you may get worse. You may get shamed and blamed and told that you have to fix these relationships or make some kind of effort to do so. And that's confusing because you already feel that, and you don't need somebody telling you or reinforcing that in you. A part of you feels that. Part of you feels that you need to heal these relationships, and another part wishes you could just cut loose and be done. So you try and you try and you try to heal these relationships, and you get deeper and deeper into your pain. And then you wonder why. So, I've been through this process. I know what it's about. And I don't think anyone uses the method that I use. And it's really successful. I have people who come to me, they are so broken. And they say, I don't know how I'll ever get through this. And in 2 months, I point out to them, look where you are. Look how far you've come. It happens. It happens very quickly and very subtly. Just as the abuse happened quickly and subtly. Same thing. But this is positive, and this will help you. Now, what I have to say about healing, once you have been through something like this, once you have been through this kind of war, you are forever changed in certain ways. You will never be the person you were before this. Or if this happened to you in childhood, you are just forging an identity. And it's all brand new. So when it happens in childhood, and you forge this new identity, which is scary. It's really scary to realize that you've been deprived of claiming a self. It's really scary. But when you can accept that and you can begin to think differently and change that and forge an identity and feel really good about yourself and feel strong and feel protective over yourself so that you cannot be attacked. You will not allow it. But there's one thing that never changes in all of us, and I'm talking about childhood narcissistic abuse. The one thing that never changes in us is that we become empathic and we are overly sensitive, which means we're sensitive to everything in this world. We're sensitive to energy of people. So we cannot just go out and function the way that someone who has not gone through this functions, because we are picking up on so much that it can be overwhelming. So our life becomes more quiet. And we may look around and we may say, you know, why can't I be like that person? Why can't I be the life of the party? Why can't I just go out and have fun all the time? And, you know, why can't I do that? It's because this is the one thing that has changed you. And you can't compare who you are to other people, because people who have not gone through this will not understand. But healing is about claiming who you are right now, how you feel, your quirks, the funny things you say, the stupid things you say, the weight that you are, the height that you are. It's claiming everything and saying, this is me. This, I am that puzzle piece. I am that different shape puzzle piece that is part of the great puzzle of the universe. You are that odd-shaped puzzle piece, and it doesn't come together without you. So when you embrace who you are and you understand that you are sensitive and you are empathic and you are different than other people. But that kind of different is very good. It's really good. It's really positive because it's profound. It's real. You know, if you believe that we are spiritual people living a human experience, if you believe that, you may not, and I'm not going to put that on you. But if you do, and you understand that we are much more than what our existence is right now. So our part in this world is very important. And when we can embrace that, then we won't get hurt by all these attacks and innuendos and all these things that people want to tell us, and they tell us the way we should live, and they tell us the way we should deal with our family and our parents and our siblings, and you can't be like that. You have to take care of your parents, you know. But when you can embrace who you are and you heal and you love who you are, then that stuff doesn't matter. But while you're going through the healing process, you will develop tools. And so one of the things that I hear all the time is that, and I experience this too, people say that, you know, they're scared that they're going to get reoffended. And chances are they already have one or more times. And that's the reason that we have that fear, is because we don't know what to do with it if it happens. So So that's another signal, another sign, if you're feeling that, like, I'm vulnerable, I'm afraid this is going to happen to me again. If you're feeling that way, it's because you don't have the tools to deal with it. And that's part of what I'm saying. That's part of this residual leftover emotional abuse issues that are deep-seated. They're somewhere you cannot reach. We think we have complete control over how we're thinking. That is not true. We only have control over our thinking when we take control over our thinking. And that is a skill. And when you can take control of your thinking and you have the tools, you walk fearlessly into life. It doesn't matter what's happened to you before. Because no matter what comes at you, you'll know how to deal with it. So that takes care of that scary part. So I'm talking to you about healing today because it's so important to me that you heal properly. I don't want you to have to relive this again at some point in your life, because when you relive it again, it will be worse. So I encourage you now to work through this. And as I said, work is, I don't like to use that word work because it's not work. But allow me to take you through this is really what I want to say. And let's get rid of it. If your abuse has happened in adulthood or through a relationship, through a marriage, partnership, anything like that, and you've left, that's a different set of issues. If you have children, that's a different set of issues. If you're thinking about leaving, you need to understand how to do this. If you've already left and you're suffering the repercussions, you need to understand and learn how to deal with what's coming at you from the narcissist, who has this, his entire agenda is to hurt you over and over and over again, and you keep getting assaulted. You need to know how to deal with that. I did, one of the shows that I did, I talked about getting the help before you leave these relationships, especially when there are children. There is a way to leave these kind of relationships. You never just want to walk out, because if you do, you will have so many more problems than if you plan this before you go. And we sometimes, no, not sometimes, we all kind of feel like the narcissist is has so much power over us. Whoever that narcissist is, even if they're not even in your life anymore, that they still hold some kind of power over you. But what you may not know is that you can manipulate the narcissist. There are ways to play the game so that you can buy time and get out of this. Or if they're constantly, you know, coming at you through social media or whatever it may be, through other people. There are ways to deal with this. You don't have to be victim to the narcissist abuse campaign, smear campaign. Those things aren't easy, but you can learn how to do it. And if you have children, please heed my warning, because I have so many clients who come to me because they've walked out of their marriage or gotten divorced, and they've lost their children to parental alienation. And their life is misery because their children hate them. And these are people who were the most loving father, the most loving mother. The children are turned against them. And it's, you know, if you understand that, you can see just how deep these manipulations go. To take a child who loved and adored the other parent, who would not leave that parent's side, and now says, I hate you, I want nothing to do with you, I'm blocking you on everything, you will never see me again. That is how serious the mind control of a narcissist is. It can turn you into someone you are not. It can make you think a way that you do not want to think. But suddenly you are thinking it. This is deep-seated. This is serious, serious brainwashing, mind control. And if you've never believed it before, maybe you don't want to believe it now. But if you don't believe what I'm telling you, you cannot get through this. Because this is not just an opinion of mine. This is what I see over and over and over again. The clients who come to me, the people who write to me. So we're talking about healing today, and the reason I'm talking to you about this is because I want you to heal. I don't want you. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be a prisoner of your past. Your past was a life lesson. It was not a life sentence. You don't have to pay for it over and over and over again. You don't have to be imprisoned by it. And when you are imprisoned by this and you don't heal it, this is another thing that, you know, really concerns me about those of you out there who are listening and just don't want to go through what they need to go through to get to heal this. This kind of abuse and this kind of deep-seated emotional pain creates physical ailments. I can't tell you how many people have developed cancer from things like this, heart disease, major depression, psychosis, all kinds of things. Don't doubt it, because this is true. And if you don't make time for your wellness, you are going to be forced to make time for your illness. And I don't know how you feel about that. For me, I'd rather make time for my wellness. Don't let this fester inside of you and create dis-ease in your body. You won't believe how sorry you'll be when that happens. And you say, oh gosh, it really was deep. It really was in there. It really is affecting me. So I do this work because I care. That's really it. I care. I don't want you to hurt. And I tell you that over and over. Because I've hurt. I have hurt. I know what it feels like. I know what the pain is. And I also know what it's like on the other side of it. I'm here for you, to work with you and to help you through these issues. It's confidential. It's safe. And it's very reasonable. Very reasonable. I'm not here to take all your money and keep you going and going and going. Many therapists, that's their agenda. It's to not fix anything and to keep you going. I fix things really fast. And then you're on your own. I graduate you. And you know what? I don't feel a loss. I feel like elated to have graduated someone to the point where they say, I got it. You know what? I can go out and do this. I'm fine. I don't need you anymore. That doesn't hurt me when they say I don't need you anymore. That brings me joy because it's worked. And you know what? It never takes longer than 6 months if you apply yourself to it. If you talk to me every week, sometimes it could be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, but never longer than 6 months. It will never be longer than that, and then you will be on your way. Doesn't that sound great? I hope so. I hope that it does. So if you're listening today, my next show is going to be, let's see, look at these months are just flying by. We are in October. My next show is going to be November, Friday, November 8th. That will be another call-in show where you can call in and ask me questions. Or if you want to, you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com. Randy is R-A-N-D-I-F-I-N-E, randyfine.com. You can email me with a letter or a question, and I will answer it on air. I will. And then I'll send you a link to the show, and you can hear what I say. I know a lot of you are afraid to call in, intimidated, for whatever reason, you don't want your voice to be heard, or I may intimidate you. I hope I don't. I've really tried to let you know that I won't, I'm a non-intimidating person. Some people, when they start with me, they say, oh, I'm so nervous, I don't know what to say. That goes away in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm real. I'm real with you because my goal is to heal as many people as I possibly can. I understand that that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to do. And I rise to the occasion because once we recognize what our mission in life is, there's nothing we can do about it. We are going for it. It's so strong. The drive is so strong. So, anyway, if you want to call in next time, the number is 424-220-1801, or you can email me again at loveyourlife@randyfine.com. If you don't even want to ask me a question, drop me a line and tell me how you feel about what I told you today, what I shared with you today. Give me some feedback. Let me know how this impacted you or what it stirred in you. It doesn't mean you have to work with me. I just want to hear from you. I want to know that you're out there listening because I'm sitting here talking to a screen, and I have no idea who's hearing me. And I only, it's only with faith and love that I do this without knowing anything. I don't know where it's impacting. I just know it will. So give me some feedback, please. I'd love to hear from you. loveyourlife@randyfine.com. And go on my website, also randyfine.com. There are probably, oh my gosh, there's hundreds of articles there that will help you in this process. But again, when I write about this stuff, I'm writing to create awareness, to wake up people who don't know what they're dealing with, to reinforce that they're not, excuse me, that they're not crazy. That's why I do this. You know, that's the point of me writing about this. But my writing will not heal you. That's just a step to get you to the point of healing. You know, and the other thing that I want to mention before we finish today is that I guarantee you have no one to talk to about this. Maybe one person who's trying to understand and be kind, but they don't understand. You can't talk to your family about this. You can't talk to your friends about it. You can't talk to your relatives. Sometimes you can't talk to a professional licensed therapist because you don't feel better. You feel worse. And you have to talk about this. This has got to come out. And it's got to come out in a safe environment. I am a safe environment. Some people work with me just because they want someone to talk to every week, because there's no one else that truly understands. I truly understand. I will support and validate you. I promise. It doesn't matter what you tell me. You can trust me. It's confidential. So I look forward to hearing your comments. And I look forward to you coming back next month for this show and asking questions. Let me just give you a lineup of what I have going on here. I have a few minutes, so I'm going to tell you what we're doing here. Okay. On October 15th, we are having Jim Carroll. And Jim Carroll is an ultimate memory magic expert. He has this transformative program to help with mental clarity, greater focus at any age. And he's been on The Tonight Show, The Ellen Show, The Howard Stern Show, and he's on with me. So I'm honored. On October 18th, we have Richard Alabone. Richard Alabone has written a book that exposes what he says is the fundamental flaw in the theory of biology. He's debunking the fact that DNA makes us who we are. But, no, let me say that again because I'm reading the first line. I'm taking it out of context. He says, we are our DNA. But our DNA works in a completely different manner than the scientific theory that we hear. And he has written a revolutionary new book called Making Sense of Life, where he analyzes the evidence and solves many of humanity's most puzzling conundrums. He is going to be very interesting. And then October 22nd, I have Sylvia Moss back. I actually forget what Sylvia's going to be talking about. But you can look on my go to my website, randyfine.com, and go to my show page, and you can read about what Sylvia is about. And then we have October 25th, we have Paul O'Brien. And he's going to talk about the visionary changes for the 21st century. I try to really pick things that are unique, you know, that maybe you haven't heard about, and I haven't heard about because I learn from every guest I have. And on October 29th, I have Dr. Patrick Porter, who is going to talk about biohacking. Now, it sounds really harsh and invasive, but it's really not. So I'm really curious to hear. It's brainwave training, actually. That's what it is. That's what biohacking is. But I don't like the word, the name that they've assigned to it. So, but anyway, you'll want to hear about that because brainwave training may be able to help you. So that is on October 29th. Okay. Well, that takes care of the month. I'm going to close the show now. I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.